Tonight's broadcast of Hound Dog School U is brought to you by Collars and Cuffs in the Main Place Mall. Move over to Collars and Cuffs.
This man, the hound.
Around. Wishing you a cool Yule. At Soul Diffusion. As I do my Yule thing. And I play my Yule sound. And I lay it down to the ground, baby. Right here at Soulville Incorporated, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and yours the very coolest, the very wildest for the 25th. May it be the most, to say the very least, from all of us here at Soul Diffusion. And first off, I'm going to get things started like a hound dog. Look out for Clarence Carter, and he's talking about the fact that he's the backdoor Santa. And dig how he does the scene now. Hey, now! Yeah, they call him the backdoor Santa.
And I like from the palm of that. They call me backdoor Santa. And I like it.
He likes it like that. Hound Doggers, that's the sound of Clarence Carter as we get things underway for a Soul Christmas here with the Hound in the Orient. And I hope you're going to stay here with me because we're going to do a lot of things that'll maybe make Christmas a little bit lighter and a little bit brighter. And of course, we're going to do it all Hound Dog style. And Hound Dog style is just a little bit different, huh? Movers and Groovers, someday this will become a great worldwide standard. A gospel group called the Soul Stirrers do it. But the lyrics and the melody are just something else on a thing called Christmas Joy by the Soul Stirrers. See if you don't agree with me on this one. Can't you hear the bells of Christmas right now?
Hear the bells.
Yes, soon it will be Christmas Day. The Soul Stirrers. If you never heard it before, I know you'll want to hear it again sometime. One of my all-time favorites, ladies and gentlemen, at Soul Diffusion, is the sound of Dinah Washington, the late but ever so great Dinah. She's talking about the jolly old Jen himself, and almost before you know it, he's going to come down the chimney. Dinah Washington, ladies and gentlemen.
A snow-covered house on a hilltop, a
so great by Dinah, huh? It's Merry Christmas time at Soul Diffusion with an old soul and hound here. Now, may I let you in on a little secret? May I take and play my particular favorite for you? Down through the years, you know, if you listen to me here at Soul Diffusion, that I dig Charles Brown. And I think the greatest thing that was ever, ever done at Christmas time is called Merry Christmas, Baby. And this is the way Charlie did it. Like this. Dig the guitar. Now, Charlie goes to work like this.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Up like a Christmas tree.
Now do you understand when I was a few years younger why I always dug Charlie Brown? And you know, I started a cult in the United States called the Charlie Brown Cult. It's spreading from city to city, from area to area. And who knows, maybe over here in the Orient I can get the same thing going. We get a lot of fans of Charlie Brown's, and they take an honor and revere the memory of the man who has really done so much to make modern music what it is today. Now, take his Merry Christmas, Baby. Every year, somebody else does it. The late Otis Redding has got the recording for this year. And he gives it an entirely different interpretation. Otis, and Merry Christmas, Baby. Sing now.
Merry Christmas, Baby. Should
More of Hound Dog School U after this message.
The Hound!
Tuesday, Christmas Eve, December 24th, from 9 to 10 p.m. WBLK Stereo 94 presents Hound Dog School U. George Lorenz and the best of his Christmas sound.
Hey, the Hound Dog is wishing you a very cool Yule. As I do so, I must take time out for what I'm famous for, playing my soul or my blues.
I have sleigh bells ring.
Freddie King, will you shake that thing for the Hound?
But I haven't heard a word from you in years. Christmas cheer.
Oh, yeah, whoa, Christmas cheer.
Christmas tears.
Getting kind of old, too, those Christmas tears are. Many years back, Solomon Burke did a thing called Christmas Presents. Last year, thanks to the fact that I kept hocking him myself for many, many months, he did it over 1967 style at that time, and he called it Presents for Christmas. It's now becoming a standard again, all over.
It's going to be a groove for me. It's
talk to him,
be a
Solomon.
Something different, but we're going to give it to him anyway. Are you ready? Come on. We want to give out a present to everybody this Christmas. What a gift it could be.
Yeah, what a gift it would be, huh? Christmas presents for everybody. And a beautiful thought, huh? At this time of the year. At Soul Diffusion. Where we take time out on behalf of your source of entertainment here in the Orient to wish you and yours, Hound Dog style, a real cool Yule and a most frantic first. And a wild, knocked-out New Year's Eve night that'll be out of sight. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas to an old hound dog if I didn't take time out to pay homage to the man that, well, when I played this record, it was called Sacrilege to play Elvis Presley at Christmas time. By the way, it was taken from an old blues number, too.
I'll be so blue, just thinking, have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Yeah, without you, honey, I want you to know one thing. I'm going to have a blue, blue Christmas. Yes, indeed, we're doing Christmas Hound Dog style. And as we continue to do that, I think we've got one more sound that'll take us right on down to just about the half-hour mark here. And you know, little Bobby Ray, I don't think there's anybody out there listening to me tonight that remembers little Bobby Ray. I do. Many, many years back, an original sound, a label that was owned or is owned by a disc jockey, former disc jockey by the name of Art LeBeau out in the West Coast, he came out with a thing called Rockin' J Bells, and this was considered sacrilege, too, in its day, by the way. It went like this, as we rock the J Bells. Rockin' J Bells, as we celebrate Christmas Hound Dog style, right here at Soul Diffusion in the Orient.
And more of Hound Dog School U after this message.
It's time to deck the hall. And to go out and deck a few studs out there and a few foxes with a little taste of the warm cheer of Christmas. And it's time to do a little celebrating with a hound dog at Soul Diffusion. We got another 30 to go here. Will you stay with us?
I hope so.
About this time of the year in the States, Thanksgiving evening, not Thanksgiving Eve, but evening, is tradition when we talk about school year. It is celebrated by people all over, you know, because somebody else talks about like a hound dog at this time of the year. I draw upon the vast collection of sounds I've got, I've collected down through the years, but the way things happen on my own program in the States when I kick it off, It's my old friend Chuck Berry and his fabulous Run Rudolph Run to get things going. This is the way I started off in the States. Hey, Chuck! Get Rudolph the Blue. You know you're the master, man. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Well, there he is. That's the fabulous Chuck Berry, and nobody made Rudolph run quite like Chuck Berry made him run. And we're doing Hound Dog's thing here, the Christmas scene with a Christmas hound. You know, Christmas is best expressed by me at this time of the year in an old Billy Ward tune. Back in the days when Billy had Jackie Wilson, Clyde McFadder, and a lot of great people with him. I think one of the all-time greats in our business, and such very, very beautiful lyrics once again, is the thing called Christmas in Heaven that Billy Ward turned out many, many years back. Went like this. Was at that time his Domino's. Celebrating a cool Yule with a cool hound dog right here at Soul Diffusion. And I hope somewhere along the line that you get a big kick out of doing it our way, which is a little bit different than the usual way of doing it, huh? Of course, I couldn't do Christmas without having the number one soul sister in the world included somewhere in the program. And Aretha does such a very, very beautiful job with the Christmas song and the roasting of chestnuts. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Hey, goodness knows, it's the Christmas scene. Honey, pretty for the hound.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You.
Oh, 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 how about that, huh? That puts you in the mood for the cool Yule? I hope so. More of Hound Dog's Cool Yule after this message. Things that are traditional with a hound dog at this time of the year. For many, many years, the cat that I worked with, who was out of his mind, out of his tree altogether when we first worked with him, and down through the years, he got just a little bit better. He got a little more way out. But many, many years back, he did a thing that was considered Way Outsville Incorporated, and he dedicated it to his Santa, the Bebop Santa. His name was Babs Gonzalez. And traditionally, people at this time of the year look for me to spin this song.
Black before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old pops and moms. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Have a crazy cool Christmas, but don't get knocked out.
Babs Gonzalez. I don't think the company has a copy of that anymore. But every year we do it, and every year more people ask to hear it than ever before. And down around the universities, the various campuses around the states, they like to dig the hound, and they look and listen for Hound Dog's Cool Yule. The word passes around every year. Somewhere around Thanksgiving time, get yourself up with the hound, baby, because he's knocked out at Christmas. Well, I'll tell you, I just can't pass by Charlie Brown. I got to do at least one more by Charlie Brown. I'm not going to be able to do everything for you I'd like to do. For example, I don't think I'll be able to get in the Cadillacs. There's some more Billy Ward I'd like to do tonight. And so many great things. Joe Texan. Oh, just so many. Earl Grant, for example, has got a beautiful version of Silver Bells. I can't do them all, though. But maybe I can make it a real wild, wild, cool Yule, hound dog style, if I remember Charles Brown's Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing.
Oh, the fabulous Charlie Brown.
That's
so great.
Oh, what a Christmas to have.